are listening to On Target, It's What's in the Grooves That Count, an hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. And I am back from Montreal, and I had a great time. It was such an honor to DJ alongside Chaz Gibson from New York, who is like my DJ twin. We were just so in sync and playing out of each other's boxes practically. It was awesome. And Carl from the Heart of Montreal Soul Club, whose mod revival band, The Hundred Steeples, played in one of two rooms that we had going. We had a soul room on one side of the Friday night bar, and then we had a garage psych British invasion room on the other side. And The Hundred Steeples played on the soul side, totally ripped up the dance floor and ended the whole set with Time for Action, and everybody was screaming oi oi oi, and he played killer Northern Soul sets both Friday night and Saturday night. And of course, the head of the spear, the king of Montreal, Parkapat. Huge love to you, my friend. It was such a great time. And my listeners, you should know that a handful of the records that I'm going to be playing over the next couple of weeks came from Parkapat. He allowed me to go through his collection and nab some choice records from him. Montreal is always an awesome time. You should definitely try and make it out next time.
We'll be right back.
At the top of the show there, I had a song by an artist that not only can't be found on YouTube or Spotify or anywhere that one might find this stuff on the internet, it didn't exist in Discogs or 45 Cat. I had to add this record to both those catalogs. And in the case of Discogs, the artist, Gene Queens, and the label, which is the Pip label from Hollywood, had to be created. They didn't exist. I know that there's at least one or two other songs on the Pip label, so I don't know why that doesn't exist, but now it does. The track's called Music Is My Beat, and the flip side is called The Monkey Wobble, which I will play on a future show, but that's rare as hen's teeth kind of stuff. Followed that up with a track that's been covered a few times, and some might call it a classic, but that is the original by The Coasters. Ain't That Just Like Me is the name of the track. I have it on the Canadian ATCO label. Just another one of those Lieber and Stoller productions that just is so hand clappy and exciting and bridges that gap between doo-wop and soul. And yes, it seems as though I'm playing a lot of Orlans these days, and that just happens to be because I'm coming across them. The Orlans, once again, Crossfire on Cameo. Now, dig if you will, a mind-blowing concert. Starting with Billy Preston, followed by Ernie Cato, followed by Shirley Ellis, followed by the Kingsmen. Can't imagine it? Well, I think it would sound something like this.
I'd like to call this meeting to order right now. Let everybody say yeah. Let all the members say yeah. All right, now. We're gonna groove on a very beautiful thing right now. Sunny. And I hope you groove right along with me and clap your hands if you feel like it. Talk back to me, make me feel good, and I'll work for you, baby. Oh, yeah.
We'd like to bring to you live from the Houston Palladium a young man who needs no introduction, Mr. Ernie Cato.
New dance that hit the with a boomerang. All right, dance until the boomerang. Ha! Yeah, everybody gonna dance and do the boomerang.
Be doing when you know just what you're doing. Clear it,
taking care of business.
Everything
taking care of business.
Get right on down to it, tell it like it is. That's
what you be doing when you know just what you're doing.
You do what you gotta do, just as long as you're doing the truth. Though you may not have a line, if you get on, you got it. You are taking care of business. Well, you may not have a lot if you give it all you've got. What's that? Now, when you know just what you're doing and you do what you've got to do, what's that? Now, my businessman don't need no college degree, long as he's doing what?
I have children aged 2, 3, 5, and 6.
What happened to 4, madam?
Oh, that's the year we got our television set.
All the DJs across the nation thought we had a bad creation. They just thought we were acting smart.
Well, that's kind of funny because we're on all the charts.
Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's a cock a mow mow? Como a catole doce, mova doce pre. A como la te no se pole, pisi mi quitoe. A bula na se mo, cola ta se me quitoe. La pa pisi, poca dole, pata no pala, pata se po. Radio station started getting calls. They said our sound made their skin crawl. Oh, they did like the music, cause it made no sense.
But everybody wanted to hear it again.
They said Nini Cockanini was enough. We hope you like a brand new set.
You better think twice before you put this one down.
So I'm putting together a show where I'm listening to all the records that I've picked up over the last little while, and I'm realizing how many of them have this live crowd sound. in a lot of cases, a real live performance, not just the sounds added. But I'm starting to think what an incredible show it would be if you could see a show like this. So we started off with Billy Preston, his cover of Sunny, that's on the Capitol label, followed by Ernie Cato on the Duke label, a track called Boomerang, followed by Shirley Ellis, Taking Care of Business, a track I'd never even heard before until I found this record, that's on Congress, and then finishing everything off, jumping over to the garage, The Kingsmen, a track called The Waiting on Wand. That would be just incredible. After that, I played the nonsensical but very catchy Cockamow Mow by the Dinks on Sully. Thank you to Parka Pat for that one. And another record out of that record box that I bought full of great stuff was The Woolies, Who Do You Love? It came out on Dunhill in the United States. I have it on the Canadian RCA Victor label.
We'll be right back. Everyone in your family will love Manischewitz wine. Sweet, but not too sweet. Tangy, just right. Get Manischewitz wine.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcast. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. The Willows started us off there from a Northern Soul double-sider track called Hurtin' All Over on MGM. And after that, the female version of In the Midnight Hour, a track called You Can't Love Me in the Midnight Hour by Ann Mason, featuring Little Mac and the Big Boss Sounds on Atlantic. Now, the flip side of that is an insane organ-driven instrumental version of that track that I'll play in a future show. You will love it. Finished everything off there with what is now my favorite Little Richard song, Baby Don't You Tear My Clothes, on the Brunswick label. Just when you thought you knew an artist's catalog, something like that pops up. I got that one from Patrick, and we were listening to each record as we were going through it, and we both listened to that guitar at the beginning, and we were like, what is this? I'm like, whoa. And then the organ that comes in behind it, you can hear Little Richard on the piano, but there's also organ in there. Don't think it's Jimi Hendrix on guitar. It doesn't have his sound, but killer guitar intro on that track.
Let me tell you all about this thing called love. Let me tell you what it takes to stay in love. Now listen and behold. Oh, the price of love I'm about to unfold. Oh, it takes a lot of heartaches, and it takes a lot of grief, and it takes a lot of trust and belief. You've got to give, take, and be true.
The price of love is so very high, and this is something money just won't buy. Now when your heart makes you feel weak in the knees, that's when you grab your love and say, hold me please. Oh, there'll be times when you wanna give your love away, because the one you love is so very far away. But you got to remember, try to be strong, because deep down inside you know that it's so very wrong. Now it takes a lot of heartaches, and it takes a lot of grief, and it takes a lot of trust and belief. Some days might be filled with happiness, some nights might be filled with loneliness. Now there'll come a time when you wanna give your love away, because the one you love is so very far away.
Someone who suited you fine. know now.
Just class numbers, starting off with Little Sherman and the Mod Swingers. Come on, best name ever. The Price of Love on the Sagport label. After that, The Profiles, Got to Be Your Lover on Duo. And finally, Northern Soul mid-tempo classic, The VIPs, You Pulled a Fast One on Big Top.
Keep on smiling through and through, and you'll be
sentence you. You don't need a lawyer when you're in a fix. Someone got to pay, them that pull off tricks. Got to love something that you just can't buy. Holding to the truth, girl, love has gone on by. Smiling faces bring you flowers, and you can line them up and you can watch them grow for hours. And you'll be amazed at the way that they stare as they walk by your door.
So we started off there with a track that can only be called Soul Garage. I don't really know how to classify it. Great dance track. I bought it on the Friday of Montreal and I thought, oh, this is a pretty good song. And then I played it that night and the dance floor just went wild. It was great. It sounded so good and got everybody up and dancing. The track's called Happy Feet Night by the Magic Times on the Mala label. Followed that up with the Midnight Rebels, a track called Smiling Phases, P-H-A-S-E-S, on the Mister label. And finally, a song I have on a compilation that was put out by Stone Records in Canada called 16 Hits from Stone or something like that. It's got a photo on the front from Expo 67, and it's actually a very good comp. It's got lots of really good stuff on it, but I really dug this one track called Writing on the Wall, and I found the 45, and I thought, oh great, I've been looking for this. And then when I put it into Discogs, I did not realize how valuable and hard to find this record was. It's by a band called The Five Canadians, oddly named, seeing as they're from San Antonio, Texas. So weird, yes, but a fantastic track, and I have that on the Canadian Stone label.
Continental clothes, Stussin hats, but I'm a lover. Mama was, Papa too. I'm not a child, loving is all I know to do. Country, right from the woods. I'll answer when you call me. Oh, baby, I mean that if it makes you feel good. But I'm just a lover.
Yeah. you jump right up and call me a dog. And you know, a lot of times I sell for little. I don't have to have it all.
Now, many of you might know the Otis Redding and Carla Thomas version of Tramp. It gets played quite a lot. But one thing I haven't come across very often is the original version of that song, which was done by Lyle Folsom. Now, it was written by Lyle Folsom and Jimmy McCracklin. I played it for you on the Quality label. It would have come out on Kent in the US. And then I followed it up with a track called Dog by Jimmy McCracklin on the Minute label. Now, that has a lot of similarities to Tramp, but it's different in a lot of ways too. The co-writer of this track is Beulah Faisason, and she's probably the one who's singing on it as well. So this has been a great show. I've had a ton of fun. I still have a lot more to share with you. I'm going to be here next week, but I won't be here the week after, and I'll tell you why. Because that Thursday, when I usually record my show, I will be at the Creatory DJing the opening night of the Art of Cyclone Studios, which is a show that will be running for a few weeks. But opening reception is Thursday, September 19th at 7 o'clock. I'm DJing. My art partner in crime, Evan Quiring, also known as the Uncanny Evan Q, will have his stuff displayed up for sale. He'll be there to meet and greet, shake hands, kiss babies, but I will not be able to record the show that week. Fear not, because it's for a very good cause. So if you're in Winnipeg, Thursday, September 19th, come to the Creatory, which is 125 Adelaide Street, at 7 o'clock. Say hi to Evan, say hi to me, check out the Art of Cyclone Studios. Okay, I'm going to leave you now with an instrumental from El Chicano, a track called Viva Torado, Part 1. This is on the Cap label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.